The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Senator from Stone? And would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
Bow your heads with me, please. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Almighty God, we ask today that you would be with us. We know that there is no limit to your presence. You are above all and through all, and I ask that you would be in us all. As we make decisions, have conversations, and face challenges, please have your way in us. Help us to surrender to your will and submit to your word. This world can be confusing. Please give us direction. The day in which we live can be contentious and full of trouble. Please give us peace. We live in uncertain times, but we find comfort in the words of Paul the Apostle. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurenburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
We have a quorum, and I think we have the Senator from the 5th. Could we please provide him a warm round of applause for coming back in his service? Welcome back. Thank you very much. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we're supposed to read the journal next.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session.
Now, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Okay, you've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Really quickly, may I inquire the Senator from St. Francis?
All right, Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to the inquiry?
I do.
All right, please proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to inquire of you because I've got a couple special guests, and I know we're not supposed to be doing this right now, but I'm going to do it anyway because this is the last 2 weeks of my career in the Senate. But I've got two cousins that are here. They're twins. You may not realize they're twins. They look identical, but they're on the side. Ryan and Brian, stand up. They also have very similar names. This is my wife's cousins, first cousins. They grew up together down the street from each other. They're great friends and best friends. My youngest daughter is best friends with Ryan's daughters, who's in the blue shirt, I think. And but they've been great friends for years. They've been big supporters of us, and they're from Macon. They live down the street from the former Representative Tim Remley, my father-in-law. I love them to death. They're great guys. They're here to visit today, and they finally took the opportunity 12 years into my career to come down and visit me, so the last 2 weeks. So I appreciate them. And then So I'd ask the body to make them feel welcome really quick.
Yeah, please, welcome to the Missouri Senate.
We're not supposed to do this, Mr. President, so thank you again. I've got my intern, Mo Giannis, if he'll stand up. And you may know him because his dad is famous in Jefferson City. He owns Coffee Zone. And Mo has done a great job interning our office for this session. Wanted to also honor him for all his work in our office and running down all the worst things of the administrative work that happens in our in 417 up there. So, Mo, thank you for your service to us and our office and the citizens of the 10th District. I ask the body to make him feel thanked.
Thanks for your service. Senator from the 4th. All right. Hearing no objection. Please proceed.
Mr. President, first of all, I want to welcome back, my colleague and friend from the 5th Senatorial District who has been, out serving our country. And I know we gave him a round of applause, but I just want to let everybody know how glad I am to see him back. But that's not the reason I've stood. I just want everybody to recognize that today is a holiday. It is May the 4th, and that is the 4th Senatorial District's day. And I just wanted to say, May the 4th be with you.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Okay, I believe we've got Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, may I have a point of personal privilege, please?
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
After hearing the Senator from the 4th talk about this was a special holiday, I remember 39 years ago, and if we were to wait another 59 minutes, it would be right on the dot, because at 5:14 p.m. on May 4th, it was a cloudy Monday, a rainy Monday, in fact, my daughter Amanda took her first breath outside her mother's body. And that was a welcome addition to our family. We had four additional family members join her as siblings, and she's been a stalwart. She currently lives on the island of Guam with her family, and some say that she's suffering for Jesus. She probably is suffering some, because their typical high most every day is about 85 degrees. Their humidity, not quite 100%, but they recently had a storm there that hit the Pacific Islands. It was kind of comical, because a young boy, AJ, they adopted about 6 to 8 months ago. He's now just turned 3. Amanda and AJ had the freezer open, and they were trying to devour as many popsicles as they possibly could before they melted. Because it's so humid there on the island, if it's not properly refrigerated or preserved in some other fashion, all the food goes bad. And so they've had at least 2 or 3 incidents like that in the last 4.5 years. But since the senator from the 4th mentioned that, I thought I'd take just a minute to honor Amanda, her birthday. And you don't have to applaud for her. Her birthday on the island was actually yesterday, because they're 15 hours ahead of us. But I recognize the birth time as well. And thank you, Mr. President, for allowing me just to speak a little bit about my oldest daughter, Amanda.
Thank you, Senator, and happy birthday to your daughter. Again, the Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a guest.
All right, Senator, we're going to get the introduction of guests.
Why don't I seek unanimous consent to welcome a guest? Thank you.
Hearing no objection, go ahead and please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and to my right, we have my intern, Ryan Klein, who's been serving all semester in our office. He's done an incredible job helping constituent services and helping us prep with policy and find where amendments can be put on different bills. And so if the body would like to thank Mr. Klein for his good work, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Senator. Thank you for your great work. Okay, the Senator from Platt has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. I don't think we've voted on that. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. Senator from Platt, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I think we already voted. I'm good.
Okay, the Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. All right, next order of business is introduction of guests. Hearing none, next order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Hearing none, next order of business is resolutions. Hearing none, next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Hearing none, Senator from Platt is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
All right, thank you, Senator. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be the reports of standing committees.
Senator from Cass.
On Education has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2230 and 2978, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Bill 2896, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bratton, Chair.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2292, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 1012, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lueckmeyer, Chair.
Senator from Dunklin.
Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 3004, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bean, Chair.
Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Thank you.
Madam President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Bill 2146, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred HCS for HB 2711, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Trent, Chair.
Senator from Franklin.
President, your Committee on Economic Workforce Development has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Economic and Workforce Development, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 3080, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Economic and Workforce Development, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2819, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, 26, Chair.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred House Bill 1867, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2387 and 2480, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred House Bill 3000, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Henderson, Chair.
Madam Secretary, please refer House Committee Substitute of House Bill 3080, House Committee Substitute to House Bills 2387 and 2480, and Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2292 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that you read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 1233, entitled An Act Relating to Activities Requiring Licensure with Penalty Provisions and a Contingent Effective Date for Certain Sections with House Amendment 1. Also, Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1408, entitled An Act Relating to Transportation with Penalty Provisions, a Delayed Effective Date for Certain Sections, and a Contingent Effective Date for Certain Sections, with House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 1, House Amendment 1 as amended, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, and House Amendment 7. Also, Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 863. Also, Madam President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 1066 and 1088 as amended. Representatives Taylor 48, Keithley, Davidson, Job, Price. Respectfully submitted, Joseph Engler, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that you recognize the Senator from Scott for a privilege motion on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1408.
Senator from Scott, you've been recognized for a privilege motion on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1408.
I have a privilege motion. I move that Senate refuse to concur on House Committee Substitute Senate Bill number 1408. And request the House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
The Senator from Scott moves that the Senate refuse to concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1408 and request the House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the Senator from Scott is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Scott. Those of the opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the Senator's motion. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, May 5th at 11 a.m.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Tuesday, May 5th at 11 a.m.